My dear friends, I have a wonderful verse for you today. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, we read these thrilling words: "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." I love that little word, "all." Yes, as I look back over the rolling years from boyhood days, I think of the selfishness and sin and stain of my life in the presence of God. But if I come and confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, I have a wonderful little story to tell you today, and there's far more in this story than you would believe at first. Many years ago, there was a little girl, and she came home from school with her lesson books under her arm. She threw them down, and she said, "Mother, I'm hungry. Can I have something to eat?" And as they sat down at the tea table, she said, "Mum, what were you doing while I was at school today?" "Well," said Mother, "I was busy out in the kitchen, and I was making something that you like very, very much. Could you guess what it is?" "Let's see, a cake?"
"No."
"Oh, some jam?"
"No."
"Oh, Mummy, I can't guess. Tell me what it was you made." "Well, I got hold of some lovely red cherries, and I made a deep dish cherry pie. It's a lovely one. Mummy, Mummy, could I have some, please?"
"No, not now. I've got to go out. I've got to visit some friends tonight up the street, and you've got your homework to do. And if you're a good girl and you've done all your homework, I will let you have some before you go to bed."
"All right, Mummy."
Mother went out that night and left a little girl busy, busy with her books. But if you had watched her, you would have noticed that her pen was getting slower and slower and slower. Do you know why? All of a sudden it stopped. You see, something that lives in a little girl's body, right up at the top, called the mind, the brain, had apparently left her body and walked away through the house, out through the kitchen, to see that cherry pie, and she was thinking about it. Now, I don't know if you've learnt this, but if you think about something and your mind leaves the body and goes off in a certain direction, nearly always those two things down at the bottom, called the feet, follow the mind. And putting down her pen, the little girl walked through the house, through the kitchen, passing by the old tomcat lying by the fire, and she opened the larder door, and there, right in front of her, was the cherry pie. Oh, it looked so scrumptious. It made rivers of water run round her mouth. And so, she opened a drawer, and she pulled out a spoon, and she just touched the cherry pie, and she made a little hole in the cherry pie just to look in and see those red cherries. And then she dipped the spoon in and she took only one, just one to taste. And it was so nice she took two, then three, then four, and the hole was getting bigger in the cherry pie. And after she'd made quite a big hole and eaten a lot, all of a sudden something began to bother her right down inside her. You say, what was that? Stomachache? No, not stomachache yet. It was something that God has put deep down inside us, a little bell that rings when we do wrong things, called conscience. And it started ringing and ringing and ringing and said, "You naughty girl, you stole the cherry pie. Mother will find you out." She put down the spoon and she did what every sinner does, looked for some way to cover things up so that nobody would find out. She walked outside into the kitchen and she saw the tomcat lying by the fireside, and she stooped down and picked him up, pushed him into the larder and shut the door. And she said, "Mummy will think that the tomcat stole the cherry pie." Oh, what shocking, nasty little sinners we can be to put all the blame on a tomcat. And she went back to her books to do her work. But she couldn't. This little bell was ringing inside, and it kept accusing her and saying, "You naughty girl, you stole the cherry pie. Mother will find you out. You put all the blame on the tomcat." And when the front door opened and Mother came home, there was no little girl to leap round Mother's neck and ask for cherry pie. And Mother came in the front room and found her leaning over her books. And Mother said, "What's wrong with you? I can't do these nasty lessons." "You don't usually worry about your lessons like that. What's wrong? Aren't you well? Look, it's time you got to bed. Come on." And so she was taken up and put to bed. And when Mother got her safely between the sheets, Mother went downstairs to investigate. Now, as Mother was looking around downstairs, the little girl was having a very trying time upstairs. You see, Mother walked through the kitchen, and she looked round, and she missed the tomcat, and she went over and opened the larder door, and the tomcat ran out meowing. And Mother went in and saw the gaping hole in the pie. But upstairs the little girl was in trouble. She was looking through the window, and as she looked through the window, she saw in the sky a great big round thing that looked like a big face in the sky. It was a full moon. She had often heard about the man in the moon, but she didn't believe about that. But this great big face in the sky seemed to be looking right down at her. And she thought she could see it moving, and it seemed to be saying, "I know, I know, I know." She said, "No, you nasty thing, you don't know." And she got hold of the sheet and pulled the sheet over her head so that she couldn't see that big accusing face in the sky. But you know, there are not only the eye gates, there are other gates to the little house we live in called the ear gates. And all of a sudden she heard it. The big grandfather's clock outside on the landing was going tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. She thought it was saying, "I know, I know, I know." "No, you nasty thing, you don't know," she said, and she stuffed her little fingers in her ears and tried to shut the ear gates. Meanwhile, the tomcat that Mother had let out of the larder had run through the house to find his little mistress. Oh, how forgiving animals are! And did what he had often done before, ran up to her bedroom, and all of a sudden, as she lay there, the tomcat jumped up on her bed. Oh, she was so startled as she felt him. She pulled her fingers out of her ears and heard him say, "Meow, meow, meow." And she thought the old tomcat was saying, "I know, I know, I know." And everybody and everything seemed to know about this naughty thing she had done, and the battle that was raging in her little heart couldn't stay inside any longer, and it just burst out. And she burst into sobs, and she threw back the sheet, just as Mother came in through the door. And Mother looked down at her little sobbing daughter, and instinctively the little girl knew that there was only one thing to do, and that was to confess her wrong. "Mummy, will you forgive me? I took some of the cherry pie." Mother said, "I knew you had taken the cherry pie." And the little girl said, "How did you find out?" "Well," said Mother, "tomcats don't eat cherry pie with a spoon. Be sure your sin will find you out. We can't cover it up. It will track us down one day. There's only one way of forgiveness and pardon. If thou shalt confess thy sin, come, come as a sinner, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come." And Mother said, "I forgive you for doing that naughty thing, but, oh, my little girl, God sees that you're a sinner, and I can't forgive your sin in the sight of God." And drawing a chair to the bedside, Mother told her the old, old story of Jesus and his love, how he died for our sin upon the cross, how his blood was shed, how that victorious Savior cried, "It's finished," and how he comes and says, "Give me that heart that's so wicked and sinful, so selfish. Let me come in to pardon and cleanse it." And that little girl who later became a missionary, she not only confessed her sin, but she found that God was faithful and just to forgive our sin. and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't go through this day without tasting of that cleansing and rejoicing in the great salvation Jesus can give you. God bless you.